Like you could put Rookie over part, and then you could put like Jinx over.
Yeah.
You know, like a sadder part. I think something like that. Like a, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example.
I don't know. That makes me think like maybe over a scene from mid '90s or something.
Mid '90s, yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. I've never seen that.
Oh, you haven't? Okay. No. You should. It's good. Yeah, I think that's a good answer, actually, like coming of age.
Yeah.
I don't know if I see the Napoleon Dynamite, but I see like the like, you know, slightly sad, maybe wholesome ending coming of age.
Right. That's Napoleon Dynamite, though.
Okay, Napoleon Dynamite. Kind of, you know, with his quirks, yeah.
Quirks are important. Everyone loves quirks.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question, Max.
Oh, thank you. You could even say it's a little bit quirky. Which is kind of like a dirty word here around Tufts. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. Well, because, like, well, Tufts, it had a selling point of being like, oh, people who go to Tufts are quirky. Huh. And then it's like, I don't know, it kind of had a negative connotation for a little bit. Really? I don't know.
I went to school in Boston. I've never heard that.
Yeah? Tufts is quirky.
I'll have to ask my cousin about that.
Yeah.
My cousin.
Would you say he's a little quirky?
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. Tufts kids are kind of quirky. But... In an endearing way.
Mm.
Well, speaking of Tufts, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Mellow Max. I'm here with Hallway. We're going to listen to another song by these guys, and then I'm going to let them get on with their night. Here's Last Time by Hallway. You know, actually, before we play it, do you guys have anything that you want to preface it with? Or should I just get into it?
Well, I think I wanted to make the point earlier that, like, and I think any local bands playing, you know, playing right now and releasing music, it's important to us, it's really important to still pay attention to our catalog, our past catalog, and things that we've put out. You know, like, I see so many bands, like, this is our new song, this is our new stuff, and just forgetting about the back catalog. But we really, you know, I like to put an emphasis, even though this song came out a year ago, it's like, I still am telling people, you know, listen to Last Time.
Like, I love this song.
One of my favorite songs.
It's one of my favorites to do live, I would say.
Excellent, which is actually another question on there. So,
okay,
great, you answered another one without me even asking. Felix, do you have a favorite song to play live?
I'd say Last Time is a good answer for sure.
Heck yeah, perfect. Well, let's hear it.
Time, this time, I always
And we are back. That was just Last Time by Hallway. And now I'm going to have another question or two and then get back to your regularly scheduled program. Let's see. Well, one that we were talking about off the air for a sec there was if you could have someone produce a song for you or an album, who would you choose?
Yeah, I saw that on your question list, and honestly, it was I like that question a lot, and I was thinking about it because I think about that question a lot on my own, like who do I draw inspiration from, and that specifically, if I could have one person produce a song, who would it be? And I always think about this guy Daniel Armbruster, and he's the lead singer of Joywave. You probably know Joywave.
Yeah.
And anybody listening, go check them out, because just great songwriting. And the number one thing for me when I'm listening to music or writing music is just songwriting. Like, you know, obviously the song's not going to be it's only as good as how well the performances are, but for me it's the songwriting. Like, that's the heart of the song. And Daniel Armbruster, he's just somebody that I look up to as like a great songwriter. He's part of that band. And his work on the How Do You Feel Now album by Joywave is just seriously good. You guys got to go check that out, cuz I looked up to him a lot, and I just like that question. So
yeah.
I think, you know, just a guy who's a great producer, great songwriter, and, you know, he's just good at making music. So
is there anything specific about his style or, you know, his songwriting that stands out?
It's very powerful. You know, the songs that he writes, the instrumentation is very powerful. It's very, like, just well organized. All the instruments kind of play off of each other very well, and it's powerful, but it's still very, you know, easy to listen to. Like, I like music that if most people listen to it, they would like it. You know, I like that kind of music where it's very likable. You know, I like that quality in music. So, and just the music that he makes is just super powerful and really just sticks in your head, and just the writing just blows me away. So, I would have to say, and he just seems like a great guy. So. I would say him for sure.
It is important. You know, you got to work well with the people that you work with. Yeah. Or at least, you know, you don't have to, but it helps.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I can ever, Daniel Armbruster, if you were listening, please, let's work together. Let's produce something. Yeah.
Make it happen here on Highly Recommended. All right. Well, it's been great having you guys. I'm Mellow Max, and I'm here with Hallway. You can find them on Instagram at
Hallway the Band.
And you can find them everywhere else at Hallway.
Hallway, yeah, on Spotify, Apple Music, just Hallway.
Amazon Music.
We have a website if you're...
Deezer.
You know, yeah, Deezer, I guess.
Literally anything.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And you have a new music video for Uncle, the first song that we played by you guys on the air way back when, at the beginning of the interview. That's going to be coming out on Friday, so keep an eye out for that, folks. And with that... I don't know what I've got next, but I remember being excited to play it, and it looks like it's in a different language, so I'll figure out what language that is by the time I play it, or by the time I'm done playing it. Here's Eric Sandqvist, and thank you guys again for coming in.
Yeah, thanks thank so you much, for Max. Having us. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks,
man.
The incredibly peaceful song behind me right now is called, oh man, Sonnengeflecht. It's German. It's by Rodelius. And before that was Generifus with Waking Winter. That's a Washington State-based group. And that is a new one. That one came out October 18th as well. What a day to release music. I think that's like the fourth song that I played today that came out on October 18th. And before that was Eric Sandqvist with Grand Palace. And Eric Sandqvist is Swedish-based, I think. Yeah, did I just... yes, Stockholm-based. Based in Sweden. Really cool music. And coming up next, oh, we're taking a trip down to Italy. We're going to hear some Premiata Forneria Marconi.
Thank you.
That was Just Photos of Ghosts by Premiata Forneria Marconi, a fantastic Italian prog rock group from the 70s. And now I'm going to try and multitask while I chat with you guys, because I don't know if you've ever had the experience of having a song stuck in your head. I'm sure you have. Most of us have. But then trying to find that song, especially when it's like no lyrics and you've just kind of got like a really vague chanting sound and you don't even know what they're saying. Well, have I got the story for you? And basically all week I have had a song stuck in my head and I had no clue what it was. And I'm not going to play the whole song on air because it is 6.5 minutes, but I knew that, like, I knew a couple of things. I knew that it was a band that I've been listening to for a while. I knew it was from somewhere in the 70s. I knew that it was proggy, but that was actually, that kind of threw me off a little bit. And I knew that it was just like chanting, and I had no idea what the words were. And I just knew that it was a weird song. And it took me a couple of days of listening to like all the prog bands that I could think of in the backlog, just like going through and like, nope, that's definitely not the right vocalist. Nope, not that one either. And just trying to figure out, I mean, it's all so weird. And I tried Googling it and like nothing came up, but I finally found it. And it's like, today I was at work working on something and it came to me. I was like, ah, I know exactly what it is. It is a weird song. And it is a song that I've known for a long time. It is Warsawa by David Bowie off of the album Low. And I'm going to play exactly what was stuck in my head right now. It was that. It was like, okay. I have no clue what he's chanting there, what he's singing, but trying to find that was a musical needle in a haystack. What's been a, if anyone's listening and wants to, anyone in the Peanut Gallery wants to participate, what's a song that you have had where you just had a little snippet like that that you wanted to like find and then you actually found? You can chime in on the DJ chat at wmfo.org/dj-chat, or you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. For me, it was Warsawa by David Bowie at 4 minutes and 5 seconds. And if you've been listening to this behind me, he doesn't chant that exact phrase again. It's twice in a 5 minute song, six and a half minute song. And I'm really proud of myself for pulling that one out, because that came from, oh man, I was really frustrated too. I was like, what the heck song is that? And considering that that's the album it was, you know, I might have had a shot if I'd asked my dad. He's usually pretty good at helping me when I just cannot figure it out. But there's a couple other things coming up here, a couple other songs that I threw in here, like Premiata Forneria Marconi, threw that one on because I was like going through and I was like, is it this band? You know, is it that band? I listened to more Popol Vuh than I have in like most of my life, trying to find, is it one of their songs? It feels like it could be. Wasn't. David Bowie. There you go. Anyway, coming up next, Kay Lamer. And then I'll be chatting with the people in Statue at some point. They'll be coming in here and hanging out. Thank you.
the fabulous, futuristic, far-fetched feats of the fearless, fidgety queen!
We'll be right back.
All right. That last one was Renaissance with Fairies Living at the Bottom of the Garden. Before that was Little Tibby with Grand Canyon Day. Before that, throwing it way back to some classic prog, we had Nectar with Fidgety Queen off of their 1974 album Down to Earth. Because Nectar was one of the bands I was like, were they the one with the weird chanting thing that I couldn't find anywhere? Nope. It was Bowie. And before that was K. Limer. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that last name correctly. Lamer. I don't know. At Daybreak. And that was a cool one. Nice and electronic. And coming up next, one that doesn't really fit the theme of the other songs that I've played, but I saw a reel today of a local musician named Emma Harner, I think, doing a cover of it, and it made me think of it, and I love this song, and I was talking about the Fountains of Wayne earlier, so here is Valley Winter Song.
So bad, you know the summer's coming soon. Though the interstate is choking under salt and dirty sand, and it seems the sun is hiding from the moon. Your daddy told you when you were a girl the kind of things that come to those who wait. So give it a rest, girl. Take a deep breath, girl. Meet me at the Bay State tonight. And the snow is coming down on our New England town, and it's been falling all day long. What else is new? What could I do? I wrote a valley winter song.
I had actually totally forgotten about this, but I have an album with me that I wanted to play And then I saw it leaning over there and realized, oh yeah, I want to play that. So let's get that lined up while I talk to you guys. That last song was just Valley Winter Song by Fountains of Wayne. Excuse me, I was just checking the record. Almost there. All right, this is a new song from New York City-based group Fievel is Glock, and it's off of their new album, Wrong Weakness. It's called K-Fabe. And I think it's really cool. So let's hear it. Here we go.
Wretched those who mind to show the proof. Fetch me from this mission, I'm not on precious time, so I can build a vision so profound that I can't find for it no use. Nights unfind forever, lives are sad with abuse of what's denied. Lurid grooves beneath my satellite, whose orbit 9 times out of 10 arbitrarily skittish times civil installations. Keep kayfabe, secrecy is bliss. If you need more than a limit to play your part, you never will. It's business plain and simple.
If you can handle it, somebody else will do it.
We have to make that leak is real. That is not for you! You've been assigned a role you've got to be until the final curtains call.
All right, that was just the new song from Fievel is Glauc or Glauc. I don't know, it's French. I don't know how to speak French. But unless you got that on vinyl, you haven't heard that song before. Yeah. Whoa. And I'm here with Nico. How's it going, Nico?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's going good.
Good. So Nico is in, it's just Statue, right? Not Statue Band?
Yeah, it's just Statue.
Yeah, because the Instagram is Statue Band, I've been...
Yeah. Common misconception.
Yeah, but yeah. Just Statue, and that's all it has to
Statue
be.
Statue Band isn't wrong, because we are a band. Mm-hmm. So it's like Statue...
Hey, have you heard about that Beatles band?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, someone look at you funny, but they know what you mean.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And you guys are going to be... I really like your Instagram bio of what your genre is. Joel really liked it, too, when I sent it to him. Let's find that. It's Boston-based post-emo new algebra rodeo core dinosaur wave.
Yeah.
Statue Band.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, I think it makes perfect sense, and you'll have to stick around until 10:30 to hear it. But, I have to read a PSA. Do you want to help me with one?
Sure. Do you want to alternate words?
Yeah, let's alternate words. Let's do this one about adopting a pet.
Okay.
All right, you want to start?
Thinking
of
adding
a
pet
to
your
family?
Question mark.
The
Sterling
Animal
Shelter
reminds
you
that
there
are
a
variety
of
wonderful
adult
and
young
dogs
at
the
shelter
just
waiting
for
a
good
home
like
yours.
For
more
information
about
adoptions
or
pet
care,
contact
the
Sterling
Animal
Shelter
at
978-422-8585. Or visit
www.sterlinghelter.org.
That was awesome. That was powerful.
Very intelligible.
Yeah, Ooh, I don't know. That did something. Thank you.
We should read it again, but I just read all of the alternating words, and then you read all the ones in between.
And we can stitch it together.
Thinking, and then we'll adding pet, your...
Oh.
The animal reminds that are variety wonderful and dogs. Just for good, like...
Yeah. I couldn't have said it better myself. That was really cool. That was a new way to see things, and I hope that made sense to all of you out there. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. I am Mellow Max. You can find me on Instagram at Mellow Max Radio, and you can find Statue at Statue Band.
Yes.
And that's social media. This is radio.
This is radio.
This is radio.
Wow.
You know what we should have done? We should read another one, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to... I'm gonna pan my voice all the way to the left.
Oh god.
And we're gonna pan your voice.
Oh god.
All the way to the right.
Oh god.
Oh
god.
Oh, this is so disorienting.
Are we actually gonna
do we want
do you need to read more PSAs? No. How often do you need to read them?
Once an hour. So we're good.
We're good. Well, but... can you like bulk them up so that you don't have to do it for like 4 hours?
No, it's gotta be between 0 and 60. But I feel like there's something that we could do now that, you know, my dad told me about this thing that you know, if you ever had a friend who was really, really, really stoned, you could go, and I can't say it on air, but you would have one person whisper into one ear, mind, and someone whisper the word that rhymes with trucked into truck into their other ear. You go back and forth, and
oh my god,
yeah,
it breaks them.
Yeah, a little bit.
Have you ever had that done to you?
I haven't.
Cool.
Yeah, but
this is really disorienting.
I'm gonna fix this. All right, let's fix our panning. Okay, that's you.
That's me.
And that's me.
Wow.
I feel so centered and grounded again.
Wow.
I think that's in the middle. Yeah.
How long have you been doing radio, Max?
I've been doing radio since 2016.
Wow.
My second show ever was the 3 a.m. the day before the 2016 election. Or, sorry, the day of the 2016 election. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I listened to that broadcast recently, and I got chills when I heard myself say, like, hey, if you haven't yet, make sure to get out there and vote. I was like, oh, no, it was that Tuesday at 3 a.m. Oh, poor kid. Had no idea what was happening, what was coming.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How long ago was the time that I was here with you?
That must have been...
It was a minute.
Yeah, I think that was... Well, it must have been 2023.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly when in 2023, but it would have been sometime that year. That was a fun one.
Didn't we run like 4 vinyls at the same time?
I think so. As many as we could. We had a bunch of good sounds going.
Really interesting sounds.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I don't think that we're going to have time to play any of your sounds, but we can chit-chat for another 30 seconds, and then it'll be handing it off to Andrew and On the Town and Local Goodness. And then in an hour and a half, you can hear Statue right here. Yeah.
Right here.
So
stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Do you have any final words of wisdom?
Potato.
What's the... Oh, can I get it? Let's just really quickly get.
All we need is a few good taters.